Call to order of the meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission for Thursday, February 26, 2026. Luke, can you take call the roll, please?
All right. Commissioner Schutzenhofer?
Present.
Commissioner Sager?
Here.
Commissioner Graham White?
Here.
Chair Franek?
Here.
Commissioner Forehand?
Here.
And Commissioner Murr? Not here.
Okay. Public comment. I see no one here. Luke, do we have anything in writing?
Nope.
Approval of the meeting minutes for last meeting, January 29th, 2026. Does anyone have any comments?
No comments.
I don't have anything.
No comments.
No comments.
I don't have any either. So is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Luke, all right. Can you please call the vote?
Commissioner Schutzenhofer?
Agree.
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Chair Franek?
Aye.
And Commissioner Forehand?
Aye.
Passes.
Okay. Proposed rewrite of the Village Historic Preservation Ordinance, review and discussion. And so it goes. First off, I would once again like to renew my thanks to Luke for his efforts in seeing this through and working extensively with me to come up with what we trust is a clean, concise, and organized and updated, streamlined, if you will, in some instances, historic preservation ordinance and process. So
thank you.
Go get them, Luke. I think we are extraordinarily close on the ordinance itself. As to the attachments, a couple of thoughts about those later. Let's go through this page by page. Does anyone have anything on page one?
No.
No.
Two.
Just a minor thing on item number A2,
mm-hmm.
to conserve and improve the value. My opinion would be it's to conserve and protect or safeguard the value rather than to improve.
Mm. I suppose we could say conserve, protect, and improve.
Yeah.
Fine with me.
To a large extent, the basic format, going back to a little institutional history, as the remaining original and someone who had a whack at the initial drafting of the ordinance, this is something that I was presented with and told, this is the format you're using. These are some of the terms and provisions. So it was more an editing process and trying to come up with something. And this was part of the original, but I think that's a real good idea, Rich.
I did want to note, I want to thank Luke for reminding this draft 7. Hadn't seen that number before.
Yeah, I think there were some, maybe a draft or two in between that were only shared between Dave and I, but yeah, this has been close to a year, I think, or maybe even over a year at this point that we've been talking about this.
There tends to be one draft. I think it's been odd numbers, or even numbers throughout that, between where we go through this. Anything on page 3?
No.
No.
4.
No.
5.
On 4, sorry, at the bottom of the page, reconstruction. Small thing. All are part of an existing structure that has been damaged, demolished, or destroyed. I think David, you brought up an example of your garage that was damaged, storm damage 1 year. So.
Yes. That's what you get when a 150-year-old oak falls on top of your garage. Fortunately, though, only part of it was demolished. That shows you the quality of the initial building in 1915-ish. So that's a good thought. Anything else on four?
No.
Five. I have one thought. That is in 13.1.3.b.2. The end of the first sentence, insert parens the quote survey, close quotes, close parens. We use the term survey in a couple of instances later, but we haven't otherwise defined it.
So we are at 13.1.3.b.2.
Yep.
And you said at the end of the first sentence,
which are found to be significant, open parens the quote survey cap s, close quotes, close parens, period. We're defining those properties found to be significant.
Hold on here. All right. So the end of it will read ... in the village in order to list those properties which are found to be significant survey. Or, yeah.
We're using this defined term of art because in one of the first lines we talk about a survey that shows that, and we use the concept of survey, capital S, throughout several instances.
I think I'm lost, Dave. Can you read the latter half of the sentence aloud?
Okay, I'll read the sentence. Periodically, with prior village board approval, cause a survey, small s, to be conducted of structures, buildings, sites, and areas in the village in order to list those properties which are found to be significant. Open parens the, quote, survey, initial cap s, close quotes, close parens. We're using this and defining it that way.
Okay.
So do we have survey in our definitions, capital S?
No. And I thought this is probably, you know, suffice to do it, because we have to, quote, this is where we say we have to conduct a survey. I mean, we could always use it as a defined term in the body of definitions as well.
Well, if we're capitalizing, then it's a document rather than
S. That's what this does. That's what this proposed insertion would do. It would define it as a survey conducted of structures, building sites, in order to list the properties which are found to be significant. Yeah. Anything else on five?
No.
Six.
No.
Seven. We were going to talk about the procedures that Oak Park uses for a landmark and determine whether they would provide any guidance in whole or in part that we'd like to adopt. Does anyone have any thoughts?
Well, I do. Should we kind of go back to that?
Can you speak up?
Do you think maybe we'll go back, like we'll get through all of this and then we go back to the landmark? Because like in Oak Park, they list the criteria in their ordinance.
Okay.
Whereas we have it in our application. And I sent Luke a link. So anyway, how does that sound? That we just get to the landmark?
That's fine.
Okay.
I think this is though where we're talking about, this is the first instance where we talk about the application for approval of a local landmark So, and in the next section, we talk about withdrawing it. So, because this talks in 13.1b, it talks about the completed application. But if you'd like to do it in another place, I'm open to that.
Makes sense.
Anything else in 7?
Nope.
8.
Nope.
Page 9, I have one comment. It's in the third line, and at the end of the third line of 13.16a, last word should be a and not the. Okay. Because we're talking about issuance of COA. Anything else on 9?
Just one thing on B. The public works or village administrator health or safety problem might be helpful to use an example of. The only one I could think of was, again, the storm damage repair that public works might, you know, initiate, you know, the repair work. It might just be helpful for somebody to have an example of what a health or safety thing would be.
Okay, then if people would like to do that, I'd suggest the following. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth line in 13.16b, after the word problem. Parens, oh, there was open parens, including by way of example. And not limitation. Storm damage.
Bye.
Thanks, Rich. Anything else on 9?
Nope.
Did you get that, Luke?
Yes, that okay. That change, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I was writing. I didn't have eyes on your pen.
Thank you.
Page 10. Anything?
No.
Page 11. I have one comment. First subparagraph A up at the top, next to the last line, all the way over on the left, the word individual should not be capitalized.
Oh.
Anything else on 11?
No.